I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of the Thelonious Monk Centennial. We're going to start off with a recording made at the It Club in California in 1964. Bemsha Swing, Monk on piano, Charlie Rouse tenor, Larry Gales bass, and Ben Riley on drums. Further on, we're going to hear vocalist Abby Lincoln and another big band recording. And also we're going to hear Monk and Coleman Hawkins playing Ruby My Dear.
Thank you.
That was Bemsha Swing, the Thelonious Monk composition, played live at the IT Club in California in 1964. And this is the Thelonious Monk Centennial. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me. And Bemsha Swing had Monk on piano, Charlie Rouse tenor, Larry Gales bass, and Ben Riley on drums. It was recorded in Los Angeles at the IT Club in 1964. We've got an early Monk recording from 1951, and we're going to hear Organ Monk, so please stay tuned. Now we're going to hear a set of two. The first one is the well-known Blue Monk. It's done by Abby Lincoln on vocal, with Coleman Hawkins playing the tenor solo in 1961, with accompaniment by Booker Little on trumpet, Julian Priester trombone, Eric Dolphy on alto, Walter Benton also on tenor, Mal Waldron piano, Art Davis bass, and Max Roach on drums. Then we're going to hear Hackensack, played by pianist Irene Schweitzer. She's a Dutch pianist who does not play in the style of Thelonious Monk, but she gets Monk. And she's accompanied by the great drummer Han Bennick in 1996. Thank you.
hunger ease the blues you hear, keeping on from year to year, keeping on from year to
was a couple of Monk tunes. First, Blue Monk, played by Abby Lincoln, accompanied by a large ensemble with a solo by Coleman Hawkins on tenor in 1961. And then Hackensack, a duo between pianist Irene Schweitzer and drummer Han Bennick in 1996. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on Jazz Unlimited on the Thelonious Monk Centennial. And we've got an early version of a real tricky Monk tune. We're going to hear Monk with Coleman Hawkins and Ruby My Dear. And we're also going to be hearing Organ Monk. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear a Monk composition called Friday the 13th. And it's the Monk Orchestra at Town Hall in 1959 with Charlie Rouse on tenor, Phil Woods on alto, Donald Byrd on trumpet, and Hall Overton again doing the arranging with this big band following the station break on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. That was a town hall recording of the Thelonious Monk Orchestra, and the tune was Friday the 13th. Monk is heard on piano, Charlie Rouse on tenor, Phil Woods on alto, and Donald Byrd on trumpet, with Hall Overton doing the arranging. And this is a 1959 recording. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight on the Thelonious Monk Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. And we're going to be hearing Organ Monk and the famous Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane. And Fred Hirsch will be in the third hour along with Andy Bay. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we have a set of two. Crisscross, one of the early Blue Notes from Thelonious Monk, Sahib Shahab on alto, Milt Jackson on vibes, Monk on piano, Al McKibben bass, and Art Blakey on drums in 1951, and then Ruby My Dear with Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Monk piano, Wilbur Ware bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums in 1957, right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the Thelonious Monk Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. Monk was born 100 years ago on October 10th. We heard Crisscross with Shahib Sihab on alto, Milt Jackson vibes, Thelonious Monk piano, Al McKibben bass, and Art Blakey on drums in 1951, and then Ruby, My Dear, named after an early girlfriend, Ruby Richardson, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Monk piano, Wilbur Ware bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums in 1957. We've got the Monk Quartet of 1964, Fred Hirsch, and Andy Bay coming up in the third hour. And now we're going to hear work played by Organ Monk, Greg Lewis organ, Ron Jackson guitar, Cindy Blackman on drums in 2010, and then Sweet and Lovely, the Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane. Train is on tenor, Monk piano, Abdul Malik on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. Following the station break, right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and Work by Organ Monk in 2010, and Sweet and Lovely by the Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane at Town Hall in 1957 closed the second hour of the Thelonious Monk Centennial. I want to mention something. This album, Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane at Carnegie Hall on Blue Note, is the outstanding gem of my collection, which includes everything that Thelonious Monk ever recorded commercially. So if you only want one Monk recording, get it here. Please stay tuned for the third hour following the station break.